Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Saturday Night Sega, an hour earlier than normal, because we're going to be playing a very special, or we're going to be broadcasting a very special show this evening. We're going to be dedicating 3 hours of music, or 3 hours of Radio Sega airtime, to music that is not from Sega. Games. So there's no Sonic to be found here, no Streets of Rage, no Golden Axe, no Knights, no Burning Rangers. But there's going to be something for every taste, I am sure. Now, unfortunately, for me at least, there was a song that I liked opening these shows with. I had it for a couple of years, and I've lost it. I can't believe I've lost it. It's an absolutely beautiful track. We normally start the opposite day shows off with in Eternity from Final Fantasy X2, but I've lost it, and it's obviously far too late to try and find it now. However, I've got a little jingly track that I've discovered yesterday that I think will do the opening theme just as well. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of what of music that are not from Sega video games. And we're starting off with a Nintendo 3DS beauty. This is going to be this year's opening tune. It's proper good. You'll like it.
Tonight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Saturday Night Sega, the Opposite Day Special. That was Kurashi and Bassline, taken from the PlayStation 2 rhythm game Amplitude, which is what Harmonix used to make before they decided that Guitar Hero and Rock Band were a thing. Amplitude and Frequency, absolutely fantastic songs. Brilliant tune. Oh, games rather. If you can find them, they're quite expensive now, quite rare. If you can find Frequency or Amplitude on PS2, pick them up. Brilliant games. We're going to actually play some music from those soundtracks this evening. And then we started off with Luigi's Mansion and the theme from Luigi's Mansion, because it makes sense. And then we was, the opening theme was Starting Grid from Ridge Racer 3D. It does end a bit suddenly, and you never guess what I found. I actually just went and found the Final Fantasy X2 track that I normally use to open, because as it happens, it's in a folder, a completely separate folder, that says VGM show on it. It's nowhere near where I would normally have it. Bit annoying. Chaos Blue says Amplitude's music, is it most of it based on this track? It's diverse. It's different. You know, it sort of mashes styles together. Speaking of mashing styles together, we've got 3 hours of music, and oh my god, you're in for some. We're going to go from industrial to dance to techno to pop to orchestral, just anything really. And yes, of course, we have to use the Super Mario World talk bed, because it's 10 minutes long. I'm not actually going to talk for all 10 minutes, but there you go. It's there. Right, it's time to say hello to the people in the IRC. It's been a while since we've done this, so you'll have to bear with me. One of them's going to be a little bit difficult, but we'll try. Right, we have got Gary Trigon, Fast Feet, Rescue, Rebellion Flame 2010, M20 Shredded, Sonic Remix underscore Bonnie, Biafra, Bogard, CTR, Dark Overlord. D'Artagnan is in here twice, he's on his Android as well. John the VG Nerd has written his name backwards for some reason, so he's now DrenGVEchtNodge. Ini Governato's in here. Peanut, I think it's Peanut UK from the forums. Hello, you. Not seen you in the IRC in like forever. Shaddix, Silver Sonic, the Asia Guy, the Chaos Blue, the Joiner, True Voice, and Sonic Zone Cop. Hurrah! Do, 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 do. So yeah, we are playing music. Chaos Blue says, any revengeance? Wow, you're just going to have to try and find out, aren't you? We've probably got some Sega news to mention as well this week. I have no idea. I'm a little bit annoyed at the minute, because I play Simpsons Tapped Out on iOS and recently Android, and I've actually somehow managed to, the game has somehow managed to synchronise itself to like yesterday, and has lost about 250 snake eggs and has just completely balked everything, so a little bit pissed off about that, but we're not going to let that. True says it's the same peanut. Hurrah! Hello! If you're listening, I don't know. But you know, we're not going to let it affect the show. The show is king. And we're going to start off with a track from a soundtrack that pretty much dominated last year's Opposite Day Special. Back when we used to call it Saturday Night Non-Sega, but that just sounds a bit weird. It's just called Saturday Night Sega, the Opposite Day Special now, because it just makes more sense. And it's also a bit easier to make an album art for. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you've not heard this before, and for whatever reason you've not listened to last year's show, that's fine, because it means I get to play this again. This is the awesome music from Catherine. This is going to be the obvious segue. It's Metal Gear Rising Revengeance into Super Mario World. Wait for it. Ah, yeah. That was Jason Miller and Rules of Nature from Metal Gear Rising. If you think that's the only track we're going to play, you're very much mistaken. We're going to play a lot. A lot! Before that, we had Pop Will Eat Itself and Prison Breakout. That was from the Saturn game, Loaded. It also came out on PlayStation 1, actually. I had it on Saturn, and I bought it recently on PlayStation 1. It's amazing. PlayStation Network actually has the sequel Reloaded, to which I don't own the soundtrack and would very much like it. Pop Will Eat Itself, I believe, were a band. Well, they were a band. They're not around, or they are around now, but they're not as big. But they actually scored the entire soundtrack, and it's not bad. Not a bad little little effort. And then before that, we had Shoji Meguro and the William Tell Overture from Catherine, and the stream decided to derp at that. Obviously, they couldn't handle Catherine. can't really blame it. So it's SegaFon next weekend. Oh my god. Hopefully, in the next couple of days, we'll have some news for you. Oh look! Someone sent me a spam email from Facebook support, apparently, saying your photo has been changed. Has it really? I wasn't aware you got emails for that. Delete. So yeah, no, we're gonna have some news very shortly as to who you can expect to see on the but who you can expect to hear alongside me for 24 hours. Whoop. Next weekend, and there's also the small matter of the little Sega raffle that we've got. We basically, if you donate over £5 to our awesome fundraiser that we're doing, and give me a name in which I can contact you, so that's either a Twitter name or a Radio Sega forum username, then you could be eligible to win some prizes, and they're ranking from the random to the awesome. I'm not really at liberty to divulge any just yet. I do want to sort of announce the prizes all in one go, but I can say that TallGuy91 has got absolute superb one. Peanut is actually donating one as well, which is cool. True is going to give me a list of stuff. Which she's willing to donate. So yeah, basically it's a prize draw, and what we do is obviously during Saturday night during the SegaFon, we will take money and we'll write down a list of everyone who donates over £5 and meets the qualifying criteria. And then the following week on Saturday Night Sega, we do a raffle where we get our good friends random.org, the website that that trolled so many people during the recent character battle, and it will choose a number for the winner. And then a number for the prize! So we don't actually draw the prize at the same time. Chaos Blue says, Pat Sharp merchandise. Oh, I wish. Wouldn't it be amazing? What you're actually going to win is, I have, exclusively, on my computer, I have Tall Guy singing this, when I find it. And basically, you get to keep it! It will be sent to you with a nice congratulatory message saying, you won! You won the game! I can't find it anymore. Where is it gone? Oh. Oh, there it is. Look. Yeah, so you can hear him singing this. I'm actually joking. He's not singing that at all. But there you go. It would be funny, wouldn't it? Shelly says, we'll take money, Gavi the Nigerian billionaire. Yes. Easily best prize available. Yes. So yeah, that, can you believe it's next weekend? Oh my god. One thing that I would like to say, it's a little bit disappointing really. We sent Sega an email asking if they'd be interested, and the answer seems to be no. Oh well. Never mind. We shall all band together and show the awesomeness. One thing I would like to see is, I have no problems with telling you this because it's a prize I might not be able to get hold of. I don't know if you guys got them in like America Land or wherever, But Virgin, over here, published a set of four Sonic books. And I did actually notice, like, a little charity bookshop in town sold all four of them. They had them. So when I've got some time, I am actually going to try and get in there and see if they've still got them and buy them. And if they are, then I will throw that in myself as a nice little thing. They're a bit crap, really. They're not the best books in the world. But hey, it's Sega. It's related. Anyway, speaking of stuff that's related to Sega, let's play stuff that isn't related to Sega at all. I did say he was going to get a little bit of Ridge Racer, and this one is one that we won't have played before because it's one that I downloaded yesterday. For as rubbish as the game was when it came out, when they actually released a director's cut a little while back and then sold it at a budget price, it became a much more attractive proposition. As such, if you own a PlayStation Vita, I would very, very heartily recommend this game now, because it's like $9.99 for the game and all of its DLC, including a crap ton of music. Absolute bucket loads. But this is one of the tracks that actually came with the game itself, and I think it's a pretty good one. In fact, this is a racing trilogy that we're going to be playing now. You might want to turn the... In fact, I'm going to turn my sound decks up a little bit, because you're going to want to. These tunes are going to get you in the mood for a bit of a dance. Stay away from steering wheels, and I'll see you in about 15 minutes. We'll be right back. There you go. How's that for a music section? I know, you don't have to all thank me at once. That was superb. That is Average Madness and Bliss of the Melody from the game Project Gotham Racing 2, made by Bizarre Creations, those who made that awesome Metropolis Street Racer and loads of other good games. And it's even better, because it's blended yet again into Super Mario World. Before that, we had Mason and Exceda, the special mix, that was from Wipeout HD. And then we had Ajarika and Purple Skies, and that was from Ridge Racer on the PlayStation Vita. True says, are there any RPG tracks in this butcher, or have I not been paying attention? It's all racing, these ones. Any RPG games at all? There might be. Might be some. The next batch is a little bit diverse, actually. I've just been reading the Sega news of the week on Radio Sega. There's a few good ones, actually. First figures have revealed the Sega All-Stars range. It started off with Ryo Hazuki. Not really too sure what to think about that. I think I might have to have a look at it next week when pre-orders go live. They go live on the 30th of April, and I think my money will go down, will get slapped down on it, basically, based on how much it costs. Sega have also released House of the Dead Overkill The Lost Wheels on iOS, and quite strangely for Sega, it's come out the same day on Android as well. I've not bought it yet, but I'm quite tempted for it on Android, because I think my tablet's touchscreen might be a bit better than an iPod. I think the actual machine itself might be a wee bit more powerful. But basically, it's sort of like a condensed version of House of the Dead Overkill, which can't be that bad. $2.99, though, will only get you the first two levels. You actually have to spend another $2.99 to get the last level, which is a bit weird. I've lost my finger now. Sega are also holding an Illustrate and Mascot contest to try and make a mascot for a new TV show that they're doing. On Nico Nico Duga. There you go. Live show Sega Raw. Hosted by Yakuza producer Toshihiro Nagoshi. So there you are. He very much looks like a Yakuza fellow as well, if you actually look at him. He's got a very Yakuza-like face. And also the 20th anniversary soundtrack of Super Hang-On has also been released on Amazon, apparently, looking at some of the comments from when we posted it on Radio Sega. It's been on iTunes for a while, but has only just been put on Amazon. So it's nice to know that they're up to date. Did we mention the Sega Pluto a couple of weeks back? The prototype Saturn console. Apparently it was bought for $1, and now the person who bought it, because he realised it was worth crap tons, decided to put it on a bidding site to try and sell it. And despite the fact that he got a bid of $7,600, by the looks of things, he didn't actually sell it. Didn't meet the reserve price. It was just like, bloody hell, if that's not met the reserve price, how much did you want for it? Christ. M20 says there's Miko news. There is. There's something to do with Miko. No one cares. I was in London today. Went to watch Iron Man 3. Bloody good film! Best in the trilogy by far. It's just so funny. The action is actually good. The way it ties into the Avengers doesn't feel cheap or tacky. It's just superb! M20 says, I think the person still has it. That's generally the idea with auctions. If you don't meet the reserve price, you don't sell. So there you go. That's that. But yeah, Iron Man 3. If you haven't watched it, just go watch it. It's brilliant. Brilliant film. I think it is actually the first Iron Man film where it's got the mixture of humour and action and seriousness completely spot on. And this is by the director who was at one point attached to do Akira and Death Note in America. I think both of those got cancelled. But you know, it's all changed now. It's all different. And I think he's sort of. I think he's redeemed himself, really. So, right, it's time to get some more music on. I'm just trying to pad a little bit because I've just noticed that the stream has dropped again for our live listeners. Come on. It's saying unable to log in. Ugh. We need to sort this. Need to get this fixed. Don't quite know what to do with it. Slap it around a bit with a wet fish, I think, might be the best of things. So in this next batch, we've got an RPG track. Well, technically two RPG tracks, really. So hello again, live people. You're back now. Sorry about that. Don't quite know what happened. It's the first one for about half an hour, though, so, you know, fingers crossed. We might be getting on top of this. Anyway, the Super Mario World Overworld theme's doing my head in. Let's play some music, including a game, including a track from a game that I don't think we played in either of the two previous shows, despite the fact that I'd quite like to. I don't know if it's any good. I think the one I want's actually a different one, but we'll play this one anyway. One day, I'll be able to find the Castlevania puzzle Encore of the Night version of this track, and I'll be able to play that. It's just so much better. The sound quality is better. The actual remix, the way it's mixed, is a lot better. It tends to hinge a lot on the actual guitar riff than anything else, and it's just amazing. The game itself isn't that bad, actually. If you've ever played, obviously we all know about Castlevania Symphony of the Night. It's like one of the greatest games ever known, ever made. It is a modern classic. The PlayStation version goes for crap loads, but it's on Xbox Live Arcade, so you don't really even need it. Just get an Xbox, download it. In fact, I'm fairly sure the PS1 version is also on PlayStation Network under the PlayStation 1 Classics and in the import section. So there's no excuse for missing out on one of the greatest games of the past 15, 20 years, really. Before that, we had Final Fantasy X2. Of course, Eternity, Memory of Lightwaves. That game's also coming out in HD on PS3 a little bit later on this year. And PlayStation Vita. No excuse for missing out on that one either. Good game, that one. And then we had Harry Gregson-Williams and Old Snake. That's, of course, from Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots. I was going to say Rise of the Patriots then, for some reason. I have no idea why. Chaos Blue says, by any chance we hear more Revengers music, the more I'm tempted to get the album. Yeah. I could play something. It's not just yet, but if you think about it, we've only been on air for about an hour. There's still 2 hours to go. We could still play more music. We could have a whole music section dedicated to Metal Gear Rising. All of these things that we could have. But will it happen? Ooh. Probably not. In fact, actually, the next music section is 4 tracks long, because one of them's really, really short. But yeah, a lot of people loving the Castlevania track. It is very good. The Tragic Prince, it's called. Good tune. Good tune. I don't actually. Last year, I remember when we did the Opposite Day special last year, I actually ripped a load of albums and then didn't actually get around to using half of them. I do still have God of War, and I've got Kingdom Hearts, which we'll try and stay away from playing the Planet B remix of Simple and Clean, because that's a bit obvious. We played that the last 2 years in a row now, and I'd kind of like to try and keep away from that. But you know, we've got other tracks that we could play as well. I'm just sort of at a bit of a loss. I never did download. I was actually going to rip the Final Fantasy X soundtrack so I could play a couple of tracks from that. Never got around to it. Recurring theme here. Yeah, Chaos Blue says Dashing Hopes. I actually own the Metal Gear Rising soundtrack. It's here, look. That's the noise of the soundtrack CD. I found it in a game shop in the UK. Can you believe that? Something like this is normally something that you import for like £1 million, and yet I managed to go and walk into a shop and buy it. Bit odd. In the next music break, we have got a puzzle game, a racing game, a robot game, and a fighting game. And the fighting game is notable because it's bloody terrible. But the soundtrack itself, turns out, when it came out in 1995, oh yeah, that's how old we're talking, the composer, I forget her name, I could look it up, but I can't be bothered, she actually decided to add some extra instruments to it, to the soundtrack, and sort of dress it up a little bit so it could actually be released as an album. But the game itself, it came out in arcades. I'm fairly sure you could buy it on the Atari Jaguar, and I definitely know it came out on the Saturn as well, because that's the console I owned it on. Oh my god, it was terrible. I'm not even joking. The game is awful. I would urge you, once the track starts, to start watching... Shadow says, Gav, what are you doing? What? Asia Ghost says, Surgeon Simulator 2013. Oh my god, that game looks so amazing. I've not got any music from that one, unfortunately, but oh my dear lord, the gameplay for that looks awfully entertaining. It's like, oh, so we're just gonna commit some surgery. I'm just gonna carefully remove the cake, all the ribs out, take them out, throw them away. Take out his heart, replace it with a watch. There you go. Fine. No one will ever know. Put the ribs back in. Stitch him up. You're right, you're fine. Oh, what do you mean you're dead? Oh, it's such a good game. It looks looks awfully good fun. If go on YouTube and search for Surgeon Simulator 2013, and the video that you're going to get, whatever video you watch, it will entertain you for the rest of this evening, honestly. Especially if you start listening, if you start watching it, not to this next track, but to the one afterwards, because that just makes it even funnier. You're listening to Saturday Night Sega, where I'm playing the music that isn't from Sega. And this one, we actually have played on a Saturday Night Sega before, because it's when we paid tribute to a British studio who unfortunately got closed down by the evil American parent company who only think of money and nothing else.
Domination. Final battle.
Feel the thunder. You want more. You'll be dancing on a final floor. Once the rhythm meets your fist, you'll be adding your name to the list. There is risk to your life, but to win, you've got to fight.
Do you reckon we've had enough of this song yet? This is obviously the actual fighting game, Primal Rage, which was dinosaurs fighting each other. Oh my gosh, she's still singing. The vocals weren't in the original track, but oh my god, they're so bad. The music's just bad. A winner was you said that obviously it was ported to quite a lot of consoles. Let's find the actual list. I just thought it was Saturn and Amiga and something else. But I would imagine it came out on a lot. Let's have a look. Oh my god. There was a novel. Primal Rage, The Avatars. Toys? Oh, you're joking. Let's see. It came out. Oh. It doesn't actually tell me. What did it come out on? Doesn't really say. Oh, it came out on PlayStation. Let's have a look. It was released on CD-ROM and cartridge base. PlayStation port, yes. Sega Saturn port. Right, okay. Yeah, we know of that one. 3DO, apparently, it came out on. That's nice. Jaguar CD. Yeah. The SNES port. Nice. Sega Genesis Mega Drive version. I think I've got that as a ROM, actually. The Mega 32X. There was also a Master System version that had three characters. Wow. There was also a Game Boy port, which is a bit weird. There was going to be a sequel called Primal Rage 2. It never came to be. I wonder why. Wow. It doesn't actually say why it got cancelled. No idea. I do want to try and find the book, though. Wow. I wonder if I can find that. Let's go to Amazon. Sorry, I'm just completely. I'm amazed by how much of a push Primal Rage got. I'll have to actually try and find the PlayStation version. Although there's one on Amazon that's going for £100 new. Huh? Wow. Paranormal Romance? What? Lord of Rage and Primal Instincts? Wow. Oh, there it is, look. £11.34 new used, or £195.95. You're joking. Wow, that's... Whew. Asia guy says it's not as bad as Rise of the Robots. Probably isn't. But yeah, toys. There were toys, there was a book. There's... Someone actually wrote a review in 1998. I have no idea Amazon was around in 1998. An excellent suspenseful book that really displays the world of Primal Rage. They should have gone into more detail with the others, but I like it anyway. A sequel must be written. And there's someone else, this is probably the best book I have ever read. Oh my god, I think people need to get out more. You're joking, really? Christ. Oh, deary, deary me. Right, well, back into the land of the living. Before that, we had Maki Ki Kirioka and Anubis Impossible. That's actually from Zone of the Enders. That one was you, thought it was from War Gods. Tut tut. I don't even know what War Gods is. The name rings a bell, but I don't know why. Then we had Hiroshi Okubo and Eat 'em Up. That was from Ridge Racer Type 4. Although it could also be Ridge Racer PSP. It doesn't really matter. It's on both games. And then we had Boom Boom Rocket and Hall of the Mountain Dude, which True went absolutely insane for and declared that I should marry her now, which I think's a bit... I don't really want anyone to get arrested for bigamy, so I think we'll leave that there. The Asia guy says, not serious. Please don't be serious. It's there. It's seriously there. I can link you to it, actually. Allow me to link you to this listing of this book that apparently, if you want to buy it brand new, will cost you £195. Quite how someone's kept it new for, what, 15 years? 15, 16 years? Don't know. I'm seriously going to look on eBay for it, though, during the next music break. We must find this book. We can actually talk about it on a later later episode of Saturday Night Sega. We can go, look, this is it. This is the book. Apparently Primal Rage was on the PS2 version of Midway Arcade Treasures 2. There it is, look. Yeah, I can see it on the box art. There it is. Ah, fantastic. I might not even need to buy the PlayStation version, or just get the arcade one. Anyway, whilst we look at the silliness that is Primal Rage, let's play you some music. War Gods was a Mortal Kombat style beat 'em up with digitised characters. Now we know. Yes. Right, well, anyway, let's get some music on. I'm sure you'll like this one. Chaos Blue, I dedicate this next music break to you.
Stranger in the rain. Cycle.
There you go. Just in case you wanted to know what the music of Metal Gear Rising sounded like, that was three tracks from the from that soundtrack. Jimmy Necco there, who I used to... I think he was a singer for a band, and I can't remember the name of the band. Someone will no doubt mention it. Collective Consciousness. Then we had Graham Cornies and War Still Rages Within. And then Free Dominguez and A Stranger I Remain, which is good. A lot of YouTube videos actually have that track pegged as the name Here I Come, which is wrong. We're actually looking at the IRC conversation at the minute. We're sort of ignoring the fact that we're playing music from games that aren't from Sega soundtracks, which is what we're doing. We're engrossed in the fact that Primal Rage actually got a novel. We're actually looking... John Vonholt, his name was, the author. We're actually looking into other books that he wrote. He did a lot of Star Trek novels, mainly based around The Next Generation. There was a couple of Deep Space Nine ones. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And the Asia guy has just said that actually he did a Final Fantasy book, but not really. And we're trying to see what we can... Oh, he did the novelization of The Spirits Within. Oh, dear. Based on the hit movie from the best-selling franchise. Do you know what, actually? I didn't mind that film. I don't think it was that bad. It would be really, really nice if I could find that on Blu-ray, actually. Because the game... The graphics on DVD look superb, and I'm fairly sure that they'd look very nice on Blu-ray as well. I know Advent Children does. In fact, the Blu-ray version is actually a director's cut. So there you go. But yeah, bibliography. Let's see. What other delights has this guy written? How to Sneak into the Girls' Locker Room. Nice. He's written a Spider-Man book, actually. Valley of the Lizard. I didn't realise you had novels based on comic books. That's really weird. I can't say I've heard that before. There's also Are You Afraid of the Dark? The Tale of the Ghost Riders. Oh, my. Wow. Yep, he wrote a load of Star Trek books. Mostly Next Generation, as we said. The original series is a couple, Deep Space Nine. Novelisation of Star Trek Generations. A couple in Starfleet Academy. Babylon 5. Wow. Secret World of Alex Mack. Oh my god, I used to watch that. That was on Nickelodeon. That was amazing. Oh dear. He also wrote a Magic the Gathering book. The Curse of the Chain Veil. That's quite recent, actually. Wow. Nice. Fantastic Fiction, that website's called, and yet I don't think any of the I don't think most of the books on there are. Yep, Star Trek Generations. Do you know what? Other than the recent J.J. Abrams film that came out a few years back, and Into Darkness, which I'm going to be going seeing in Fortnite, I don't think I've watched. I haven't watched any other Star Trek film. I should probably try and find a box set at some point and watch them all. I've always been more of a Star Wars person. Star Trek's never really appealed. Cue loads of people hating me now, no doubt. Oh my god, what are you talking about? Yeah. Oh, look at that. Radio Nintendo did an Opposite Day special the same day as me. Oh, well, I announced mine back in January, so there we go. Right then, let's get some more music on. I've lost my sound broadcaster. There it is. Coming up, we're playing. We started the show playing a track from Amplitude. So it's only really fair that we play a track from its older sibling, Frequency. But that's not coming up first. We have got we've got a track from Wipeout coming up first, and because True loved it so much, we're playing another track from Boom Boom Rocket, the awesome fireworks game that came out on Xbox Live Arcade. I think it's fairly cheap now. You should probably download it. It's amazing. I'm not even joking. It is actually a very good game. Anyway, you're listening to the Opposite Day special. We've been on for an hour and a half already. Can you believe that? We've got another hour and a half more to come, though. Ooh, I wonder what we'll play. I love the Boom Boom Rocket soundtrack. Valkyrie's Rising there. The actual fellow who wrote it, or composed it, is a fellow by the name of Ian Livingstone, who is not the same person who actually started writing the Fighting Fantasy books. Or the one of the guys who co-formed Eidos. Different person. Before that, we had Freeze Pop and Science Genius Girl. That was from Frequency. True saying, I can't believe I forgot I loved Freeze Pop. Freeze Pop are amazing. Random songs, but they're very, very good. True says, you have to send me the soundtrack. Am I really? And then before that, we had Cold Storage and Message from Wipeout. I do like playing that. I play it quite a lot on Saturday Night Sega anyway, because the game came out on the Saturn, so I use that as justification. I probably shouldn't, but I do. We've got an hour and a quarter of the show left. Bloody hell, where has the time gone? We've got so much more music that we need to play. However, in the next music break, we're finally getting in that track that I've been harping on for weeks about since we had that Dwelling of Jewels sort of mini special, where I found a track that I said was a remix of The Legend of Zelda and Doom. We're finally going to play it. Can't believe it. I've been looking forward to this one for so long. It's nice to finally be able to get it on and play it. We're also going to play another remix, and then a track from like 2 years ago that we never got round to playing. And then we'll have a bit more of a natter. And then I think what we'll do is we'll get a bumper Ridge Racer special on, because it's been a while. You know, it's not. It's been a little while since we played a track. Track. It's been a while since we played anything really from Ridge Racer. So if you bear with me a moment, I'm just going to queue some ones up. We'll get another track in from the Vita version, from the Vita album, because it's really good. And we'll also play a proper track from Ridge Racer 3D, because again, very good soundtrack. I can't actually remember what one I like from there though. What is it? Should we just go with... let's go with that one. So that's three, and then we'll have one more. One more from... Ooh. Oh, the choices. Let's have one of these. I remember liking that one. We'll play that as well. Fantastic. Cool. Right, I know what I'm doing. That's fine. The Asia guy... I'm still obsessed with this whole Primal Rage promotion post. That has made this entire show, hasn't it? The fact that such an awful game got such a massive promotional push back in the mid-90s. But yes, Doom and Zelda. In a mashup. I know it's hard to believe it actually exists. I don't know how. I really, really don't know how. We'll get some more in the last hour, little bit. We'll try and get some more Primal Rage in. There are no words. There really are no words. Anyway, in order to try and fit in as much music as we can, I think it's time we get some more music on. You've heard this one before. I couldn't resist playing this on Saturday Night Sega a few weeks back. But it's a good tune all the same. If you know the words to the original song, then do be sure to sing along to it. If you don't, just sit back and let this wash over you. It's an absolute beauty. Honestly, it's super good. in the end, who's on your side? Who can you trust in the middle of the night? Is a zombie with intestinal development? That was... I don't know where that went. That sort of went a bit wrong. Zombie, intestinal devourment. That was what happens when someone decides to mix The Legend of Zelda with Doom. There are no words. Before that, we had Tomb Raider, the main theme from Tomb Raider. The original 32-bit game, not the reboot. I don't actually know what the reboot music is. I've played the game, like, once. Good game. Very good game. And then before that, we had Shambubula, and... Calling Me, a remix of the amazing Double Dragon neon tune. Asia guys kept asking if I mentioned doing the rap section of Cosmic Eternity for the Radio Sega Sound Team band. I've not tried it yet, but I'm sure if I can get the words, you know. In the end, who's on your side? Who can you trust in the middle of the night? If you gotta do something, believe in yourself. Hey! And then someone else will come in and do the vocals. I'm sure it'll be fine. Radio Sega Sound Team Band, for those of you who don't know, is basically us, Radio Sega, deciding to cover some Sega tunes and have a right old laugh doing it. We're going to record them and it's going to be amusing. We've got Peanut on the triangle, because apparently that's the only instrument he can play. Forever Sonic has decided that this is acceptable and has added him into the Sound Team Band. I don't even know any Sega tracks that we can put a triangle in, and yet we're going to attempt to do it. I said that I could try and do some vocals and some rapping, which would be amusing. Obviously we've got like Forever Sonic, who can do a guitar and some other... Shadid says Kaito's going to be on teeth. That's it. Yeah. You can't even hear it. I don't even know how you'd be able to do that. I've no idea. Oh my word. We're having fun tonight. It's a fun, real fun show. I think because of the whole Primal Rage thing, we've sort of transcended the music. The music is just there, and now we're just talking about whatever comes to mind first. Which just happens to be related to anything. I don't know. It's a nice little warm-up for SegaFon next weekend. That's... Oh my god. I'm panicking so much. Oh, hello. I'm getting my headphones caught on something. I'm panicking so much about that show, you know. It's just like, I want it to be successful, but I don't want it to be not be as good as last year, but I really shouldn't be basing it on figures and... Ah, my head's an absolute mess. And Eagle Renato says, Gabby should know, Forever Sonic hasn't updated the list. He hasn't? Oh no. That's a shame. Anyway, we need to get through this music pretty quick, Smartish. I've got four Ridge Racer tracks queued up, which takes you for 20 minutes. It's pretty much going to see us through as far as Ridge Racer is concerned. So I'm kind of hoping I've picked some good ones. I'm sure I have, though, because it's bloody Ridge Racer. Anyway, we'll play some of this, and then I think after this, we'll try and theme music on something else. I don't know what the something else should be, though. We'll find something. Just for the record, ignore the Super Mario World. You are still listening to Radio Sega. You're listening to Saturday Night Sega, the Opposite Day Special. We're 1 week removed from SegaFon 2 and 2 weeks removed from Saturday Night Stream, where we're going to be playing 3 hours of Mr. Stream music. Ooh. We're going to play both live mixes as well. Oh, I'm so excited. It's been a while since you've heard those, I'm sure. Anyway, here you go. Here's some Ridge Racer. For the sake of Ridge Racer, the sound decks are going up louder. If you're able to turn the bass up, turn the bass up. If you're not, just turn the volume up. Enjoy the music. Just let it wash over you like a eargasm or something. I don't know. Just enjoy, I suppose, is all I'm trying to say. Enjoy. Oh, almost missed my cue to talk. We actually had our first stream drop during that that track. That's the first one. The first one for like an hour and a quarter. In fact, it might even be longer. I have no idea. It might actually be closer to an hour and a half. Oh, who knows? It's been a while anyway. That was Azurika, who played a track by them a little earlier. And that was Drifting Spiders. That's from Ridge Racer Unbounded. Then we had Taku Inui and Nitro Right Now from Ridge Racer 3D, which Silver Sonic thought I was going to play. So I knew it would be this one! It's like, well, I just picked one at random. I was actually... There was a rock song from the Ridge Racer 3D track that's actually one of my absolute favourites from the soundtrack, and I thought it was that one. I just completely got the name of the song wrong, so I played the wrong song there. But it's a good song anyway. Good tune. But it isn't the one I wanted to play. Sano G and Virtuoso from Ridge Racer Vita. And then Hiroshi Akubo and Orbital Rock from Ridge Racer 7 from the PS3. Ridge Racer 7 on PS3 was just basically an enhanced version, extended cut version of Ridge Racer 6 on the 360. Naturally, I bought them both. Because, you know, Ridge Racer. I love Ridge Racer. It's just so good. It's just a nice little arcadey racer where you just go around in circles and race and drift and boost and... Yeah. Apart from Unbounded. Unbounded isn't. But that's a completely different kettle of fish. And also, quite another one. Quite a good one. There's rumours of a new one coming out on PlayStation Network only and PC. I think it's coming via Steam, called Ridge Racer Driftopia. Which I'm kind of looking forward to. We've got some more music to play. We'll get on it in a few. We're going to play a track from... Which way have I got it around? A track from Amplitude, a track from Frequency, and they're going to be bookending a track from the Game of the Moment, which we actually found there is an actual petition now for Primal Rage HD. I think the Asia guy is trying to claim that he didn't post it, but I think he did. I don't mind. I think it's definite cause that we should all rally behind. We should get Primal Rage out on in the world. But yeah, we're going to put another track in from that soundtrack. Hopefully it's not got vocals. I've no idea. I only downloaded it like yesterday, so I've not actually had a chance to listen to it. You never know. We could be surprised. Anyway, we might as well get some more music on, because music's good. And it's the part of the show where we need to start getting music on thick and fast. To assault the ears and make sure that you enjoy your final half an hour. But don't worry, next weekend, don't forget that when we're going to get to this sort of time of night where it's 11:30, I'll be yawning because I'm tired, and I won't be allowed to leave at midnight. I'll have to keep going. Also, because of the stream issues that we seem to be having recently, I might be looking into trying to see if we can do a relay somewhere so that the stream's continuous. And as a secondary point, I'm actually going to have a look to see how many people downloaded the full SegaFon last year. We might not do podcasts of the SegaFon past the actual Saturday Night Sega segment, which is obviously 10 till midnight. Don't know. Undecided. Actually, before we play this next track, I do just need to change the tag on there ever so slightly. I don't like the fact it's got a little J. Big J. There we go. That looks better. I think I like this song. I really can't remember. So I got rid of Amplitude and Frequency a long time ago, which is one of my biggest regrets, because they are amazing games. But I think I quite like this track when I tried to play it. Harder difficulties were obviously harder. But yeah, it's a nice one. Oh, baby, 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 you're so cool, baby. I'm not quite sure what genre you'd want to call this, but this is Robot Kid versus Intersect and End of Your World. It was the not exactly final boss theme, if you want, if a music rhythm game ever actually has boss themes. But yeah, it's it was one of the final tracks on Frequency. It's an absolute tune. I quite like it. Before that, we had Primal Rage and Volcano, which apparently people could hear theme little bits of the Peter Gunn theme in. Dum 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 dum. I like that Peter Gunn theme, actually. I've got that somewhere. I don't think I've got it on my laptop, though. I think it's on CD. Hidden away. And then we had DJ HMX and Plural and Cool Baby. DJ HMX, of course. HMX, Harmonix. Yep, in-house track. Good tune. And that's one thing I liked about Harmonix is obviously... I mean, they didn't do it so much in their Rock Band and Dance Central days, but... Starting out with Frequency, Amplitude, and Guitar Hero, a lot of their developers actually are also musicians. So a lot of the bonus tracks that you used to get in those games were like actually bands who the developers used to play with. Freeze Pop, for example, I'm fairly sure their bassist was one of the developers of Guitar Hero, which is why obviously they got tracks in Frequency, Amplitude, and most of the Guitar Hero games, including the ones that Harmonix didn't actually develop, like the I can't remember what they're called now, On Tour, the DS versions. I'm actually just having a look, see if I've... No, it's not that one I'm thinking of. No, I don't have it on here anymore. I thought I had the Guitar Hero soundtrack on here. I don't, though. That's a shame. Someone mentioned on Twitter earlier about the fact that there's a football team in England called Wigan Athletic, and they walk out to the tune from the Black Pearl from Pirates of the Caribbean, and I was really, really tempted to play it. Not quite video game music, though, so unfortunately it'll have to wait for another day. Aww. We have got some more music to play, though. I want to try and get some in, get it in as quickly as possible before we say our goodbyes. Because it's getting close. I'm actually going to play a track from a game that I don't think I've had the soundtrack for a while, but I don't think I've played it in any of the Opposite Day specials. It is another racing game, I'm sorry. But this one's a little bit different because Capcom made it. It came out on the PS2, but I'm also aware that, although it's harder to find, it came out on the GameCube and the Xbox. And it was a racing game drawn in an anime style, and it's bloody brilliant. I actually had it, then sold it, and then managed to find it in CEX for like a quid. So I decided to pick it up again. It's just an absolutely bloody good game. Then we're going to play one more pick from Boom Boom Rocket, so True should keep her ears well peeled for that. And then a track that really you should have seen coming straight from the off, but it has taken us the best part of 2¾ hours to play. And then that'll be it. We need to try and find ourselves a credits theme or something to finish the show on. I'm sure we'll find something. But yeah, we're getting to the end. True says my ears are peeled, which makes no damn sense. Keep your ears peeled, you know. Keep them alive, open to the world. Just basically listen. You'll know it when you hear it. It's basically not this next track. It's a track that follows. there was no way we couldn't play this song, Bomb Factory Exciter from Dead or Alive 2. I love this band. I've only got this one song. I need to try and find, see if they've done like a greatest hits or something that's on YouTube. I've no idea. Before that, we had Ian Livingston, obviously Boom Boom Rocket, Takata and Funk. Yeah. And then Auto Modelista and No Phasing. Sorry, Super Mario World. You're going to have to go silent. Because during that music break, the Asia guy found... I really don't know what possesses people to actually look for this. But the fact is that it exists. And it was actually published in November of 2011. So this is quite recent. There is a fan base here. We found some fan fiction for Primal Rage. It's called Destroyer or Savior. And you just... We'd say you have to read it to believe it. But I'm going to read it for you. There's two chapters. I don't think he's noticed there's two chapters. There probably is. But anyway, here we are. Chapter 1, Survivor of a Lost World. It's Your Nightmare by Avenged Sevenfold plays, which is already wrong, because it's actually just called Nightmare. I don't have the music to hand, unfortunately, otherwise I would actually play this song, so that you could sort of get yourself in the mood, the mindset, think about it. I don't know if it's put a funny voice on for this or not. I really don't know. I have no idea. Well, let's read it out anyway. I've lost it. Where is it? I've lost it. Here we are. Right. Okay. It all happened so fast. Who would think something like this could ever happen? That the world would be destroyed in such a devastating way? That it would go through such strange and dangerous changes? That this world is now ruled by these enormous... I'm going to read this out as I see it. Enormous creatures that call themselves gods. If anyone actually thought of something as ridiculous as that, I would have laughed my ass off. Or I would have if it hadn't turned out to be more or less true. It was all true. That meteor literally blew the Earth back to the Stone Age. Of course, it's not called Earth anymore now. Anymore, sorry. It's called Earth now. I need to reiterate. It's not called Earth anymore, as in E-A-R-T-H. It's now called Earth, as in U-R-T-H. Don't know. And it belongs to these dino gods. Filled with barbaric human tribes who worship these abominations. Each tribe worships an individual god. Some are more or less peaceful, while others are savage and bloodthirsty. The dino gods almost constantly battle one another for domination of the entire planet. Far as I'm concerned, whoever wins, we're screwed. Who am I, and who do I worship? The name's Axel Drake, of course. I'm with no tribe, and I answer to no one. Especially not these so-called gods. And I'll have you know, I ain't gonna just stand around and do nothing while this once beautiful planet continues to be ravaged and defiled by the dino gods. I am, as far as I can tell, the only survivor of the modern world, and no matter how long it may take, I will restore the old Earth to its original, to its original form. It's it, with an apostrophe, so to its original form, of course. I can see you look a little confused. Maybe I should start at the beginning. It started about a few days before that disaster would happen. Music ends. Music has stopped, right? So there's a second chapter now. I am taking the piss, I'm sorry. I can't help it. There's more words here. Chaos Blue says, I'm not surprised by fanfiction series. I'm surprised it's actually reading. I wish you would have seen Tetris. Oh my god. Tetris fanfiction. Whew. Oh dear. Right, well, anyway, there's chapter 2 here. Ordinary life. 7 days ago, 3 days before the cataclysm. I think we spelled that right, that's fine. Normal point of view, as opposed to different point of views. Las Vegas, where all the big-time gamblers go to win big or lose it all. A city of fun, excitement, and of course casinos. But it wasn't as exciting a place for Axel. In fact, he was finding it increasingly boring. Why? Because no matter what happens, he can't seem to lose. Can't seem to lose. Each time he'd play a game of poker, blackjack or craps, somehow he'd always win. Of course, Axel is well known among his friends for his unnatural luck. They've even taken to giving him nicknames like Lucky Axel, Mr. Luck, Lord Luck, the Luck Mister, often called by his friend Chad, or just plain Lucky. So far, his luck only presented itself in gambling. Some of his opponents began to think Axel was cheating. Some of the ushers even searched him a few times. Nothing was found. He was being honest the whole time. They stopped searching him around the fifth time, accepting he was just very lucky. Axel walked out of the casino with his friends behind him, having scored another 5 G's, of which he plans to share among his buds. G's? I don't know. Axel was also known for his generosity. His friends, Chad, Garth and Lola, have known Axel and each other since 8th grade. They respected each other as equals, always making their decisions as a group. Though most of the respect went to Axel for his luck, generosity, who's now spelled it differently, of course, and his cool attitude. They've recently taken to calling themselves the Axe Gang. Axel thought it a little silly about giving their gang such a name, but after a while he began to like the ring to it, so it stuck. And at this point, Lazy Afternoons from Kingdom Hearts 2 plays. Again, can't play it. I don't own it. I've got the first soundtrack. It's a shame. While they were walking back to the hotel they rented, Chad spoke up.
Man, X, you were kicking ass back there. That's another 5G for the gang, baby. Speaking of which, when do we get Ash here?
Lola clumped him on the back of his head.
Hey!
He yelled, rubbing his head. Lola glared at Chad and said, stop being so impatient and greedy. I'm not doing a girl's voice, don't be stupid. We'll get Ash here when we get back to the hotel, right, Axel? Axel moved to move his hair out of his eyes before him, like,
yeah, best keep it down out there. You'll be troubling if people around here see we have $5,000 out in public. We need to get back ASAP,
he said calmly. Garth finally spoke up, assuming we ain't being tailed already. He said nervously as he looked around for anyone suspicious. Garth, don't be so paranoid, man. Anyone be stupid enough to mess us? My man Axel karate chop their asses back to their mummies. Woo-ta! Chad exclaimed as he did, or tried to do, some famous karate moves while making those unnecessary noises as people nearby threw weird looks at Chad. Axel, Lola and Garth facepalmed. Chad, chill out, will you? This isn't really helping, Axel said, a little annoyed. Chad calmed down and looked a little embarrassed. Sorry, fellas, he said. Axel sighed. He always does this, he thought to himself. Okay, let's head back to the hotel without drawing any more attention to ourselves, he stated. What? So without further delay, the foursome made it back to the hotel with no trouble. After splitting the money like he promised, Axel and his friends relaxed in the lounge. That was quite a day, Lola said. Huh, for you, Mabby, Axel said with a sigh. The gang all looked at him. What do you mean, Axel? Asked Garth. Riku's theme from Kingdom Hearts 2 plays. Again, I can't play this. I've got Riku's theme from... I'll tell you what. I've got Riku's theme from Kingdom Hearts 1. We'll just pretend. You need to know. In the IRC, they're probably going mad at this point. It's just like, why are you even reading this out? I'm reading it out because it's there. And it's stupid. Riku's theme. Where is it? I can't find it. Scherzo di Notte, Forza di Male. I think this is the one that they play. Oh, do you know what? No, sorry. We won't worry. We won't worry. We'll just go on. Axel sat up from his chair. Look, we've been friends for a long time. We've done loads of things together, and frankly, it's been getting well dull lately. I don't know why, but for me, things just look rather boring these days, Axel said. He looked up at the ceiling. I just wish that something really exciting would happen in this world one day. Something I can actually remember for the rest of my life. I want more excitement. More adventure. Chad spoke up. I think I feel for you, Axe. It would be sweet to have a little adventure. Yeah, sure would, Garth said. Lola stood up. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm totally whipped out. I'm turning in early, she said with a yawn. Me too, said Garth. Garth seems to agree with everything, I think. Just judging by this, he agrees with all the things. Oh, you guys are going to bed already. I could keep going for another... I'm actually yawning.
Hang on.
There you go. Artistic integrity. Few hours. Chad looked like he was going to pass out any minute. I think we should all turn in, Axel said as he stood up and stretched. Chad was about to protest when he yawned again.
Okay.
You the boss, man, he slurred. As they walked back to their beds, Axel thought to himself, this world really seems like it's getting duller every day. What I'd give for something very exciting for a change. Little did he know, he was about to get a whole lot more than he wished for. And that's it. Oh. We never know what happens. We never find out. Am I in the Twilight Zone? Why is it being read on? Well, because... Yes. So there's fan fiction about Tetris. There's 106 fan fictions about Tetris, actually. Cass Blue says, at least this isn't Sonic the Hedgehog World War II Dragon. Oh my god. Primal Asia Guy says, you sound like you're reading a kid's book. I'm in tears. Yeah, to be continued. And that was written in 2011. I don't think they're ever going to continue that. I'm sorry to break it to you. I don't think they're... I don't think they're actually ever going to continue it. Next week, because it's SegaFon and we need to keep ourselves interested, we might just read out a full fanfiction about Tetris during one of the midnight hours. Why not? You know, we've got nothing better to do. The Asia crisis, we must finish it. Yes. So there you go, during SegaFon next week, we've got 24 hours, we'll finish, we'll read out a Tetris fanfiction, live on air, the full thing, we'll put funny voices on and everything, I'll get like a co-host in. And Curse Blue says, how dare they leave us at a cliffhanger. I know. That was 7 days ago, but 3 days before the Cataclysm. We don't even know what happened in the Cataclysm. I'd like to think that maybe Axel isn't lucky, and in a fit of rage, he bombs the Bellagio, and then a dinosaur comes out, and he's like, I'm your god now, and everyone's like, okay. And there you go. The Asia guy says, if you'll read it, I'll finish it. Yes, I'll read it. I'll read it all. Well, this has certainly been a turn up for books. This is meant to have been a show where we were celebrating the best in non-Sega music, and what we've done instead is start obsessing over one of the world's worst fighting games. Oh, it's so funny. So funny. The next time you... Ugh, I can't stop yawning. The next time you hear me on Radio Sega, you're going to hear me for an entire day, so I hope you can put up with me. We're going to be raising money for Cancer Research UK, so even if you can't put up with me, please tune in and donate money for a good cause. It's a bloody, bloody good cause, and, you know. Or just donate money for the pleasure of not hearing me on air for a day. I don't mind, as long as we get the money, because it's going to a good cause, and that's it. That's all that matters, really. We start off with the first 2 hours at Saturday Night Sega as normal, and then from midnight to 10 p.m. on Sunday... I'm going to try and get an assortment of co-hosts in, and it's going to be an absolute riot, and I'm really, really looking forward to it and dreading it at the same time. But there are other shows on as well. Tomorrow, don't forget, it's Radio Redux with Archangel UK. That's 7 p.m. UK time, I do believe. And then, obviously, during the week, next week, you've got the Sega Mixer Drive and Forever Sonic's Random Hour, I think. I'm not so sure. I do remember him saying there isn't a show coming up soon, but I don't know which one it is. And there's also the late afternoon breakfast show in the evening, in the morning, afternoon, evening of Saturdays. And there might be an Ultra Wave as well. I think there's a special coming up of that soon, but I can't remember when. The most important point of the next week, of course, there is when I stop yawning. Of course, I need to yawn on air. The most important part of next week is, of course, the fact that we're doing SegaFon 2. I do hope you can join us for it. If not, then, yeah, I'll stop harping on about it next week. Chaos Blue says, you need to read this during SegaFon. There's another Primal Rage one. Hey, good morning. It is good to be at work doing science. Yes, it is. I love to do science, especially with you, because you are my friend and also you like science. Then said Dr. Uzumoto Zuzikuroko, the doctor who does science with genetics and also steam and fog. There you go. That is a tease. That's a teaser. There's only one page, but we will read this. Push button. Yes, I push. Why do people write this? Oh my lord! Right, we've got one more song to play. It's from Double Dragon Neon. My name's been Gary. This has just been one hell of a show. Yes, I push! We'll read that one out with voices next week. Oh, the cliffhanger. Thank you, and good night. I'm literally crying with laughter. I'm so sorry.